think also it's now time for us to figure out what was going on in this week's kitchen science. So, Dave, what are we up to?
Okay, so it's a very simple kitchen science. Just get two plastic cups. They don't have to be like the really cheap ones. They're sort of ones which are pretending to be glass. So they're sort of picnic cups, basically. I'm going to put in some hot water into each of them, just out of a hot tap. So into one and into the other. Now, I've got a piece of kitchen towel. I've cut it to be just so it'll fit over the top of one of these cups. I'm going to wet it in one of the cups. Try not to tear it too badly. Pour the water out of one cup quickly. Put the kitchen towel over the top. Now, give the other one a good swirl and pour the water out of it and put it over the top.
So he's turned that one upside down. So the cups are top to top.
With a nice sandwich of kitchen towel between the two. We've had some speculation while you're doing that, Dave. Zanzibar in Second Life says, as the air cools, suction will end up holding the cups together. That's his prediction. And Crystal Falcon has said, would the paper towel get pulled into one side more than the other?
Well, it's the first one of those two seems very accurate. So, Helen, would you like to do the honours and try and pick
up
the top one?
I'll give it a go. Hopefully I won't break it. Let's have it. So I'm trying to pull up the top one.
Yeah.
And, da-da! It's coming with it.
That's
amazing, they're stuck together.
Yeah, they're completely stuck.
Genuinely
it didn't take very long
stuck together.
Either.
Fantastic.
Try and pull them apart.
Okay, I'm going to pull them apart now. Oh, did you hear that? That was good. It did come, but they did come apart. But there was a sucking sound.
Yeah.
Well, sort of sucking sound. What's going on?
Okay, basically, when you heat up a gas, you give the air molecules more energy. In a gas, the molecules are just little lumps. They're flying around all over the place. If you have them more energy, they're going to fly around the place faster. When they bash into things, they push on them harder, so they push everything outwards, so the gas takes up more space. So when you heated up the air inside these cups, the gas expanded, and some of it fell out, so you got less gas in there to start with. You put the two together, the wet towel is acting as a seal, so no more air can get in there. So as the air then cools down, the pressure drops. So there's more pressure from the atmosphere outside pushing inwards than there is from the air inside pushing outwards. So overall, there's a pressure squashing the two together. So they stick together.
Excellent. A little vacuum, I guess. Is that what's going on inside?
It will be a slight vacuum inside.
And how does this apply to the real world? I mean, where would we see this applied, or what sort of famous aspect of science is this recreating?
Well, one of the biggest uses for this originally was the first steam engines used the same principle. Basically what you did is you squirted steam into a cylinder, then that was very big. You then squirted some water in, that caused the steam to shrink. That pulled the piston down the cylinder. It was attached to one of those, a bit like a nodding donkey, the things which you use pumps in oil wells. It pulled one end of a beam downwards, pulled the other beam upwards. It was attached to a pump and it pumped water out of mines.
Brilliant. Thank you very much, Dave and Helen.